King Pariksit receiving the age of Kali. Maharaj Pariksit ruled the earth under the instruction of the Brahmanas. Pariksit married Iravati, the daughter of Uttara, who was the son of Virata. Although she was Pariksit's cousin's sister, the marriage was allowed because she was not of the same gotra. Iravati gave birth to four sons, Janamejaya, Shrutasen, Ugrasen, and Bhimasen too. Under the directions of his spiritual master, Kripacharya, Pariksit performed three Ashwamedha yagyas on the bank of the Ganga. And at that time, even the common people could see the demigods attending. Maharaj Pariksit ruled from his capital in Hastinapur. But he saw that the symptoms of Kali Yuga were infiltrating his kingdom. Understanding that some of his subjects had begun to eat meat, engage in illicit sex, gambling, intoxication, which were the root causes of all kinds of arguments, the king did not like it. He mounted his chariot, which was marked with a Singha Dwaj and black horses. He left Hastinapur with his army to conquer the world. Although he was declared the emperor of the world, he had to practically establish his supremacy and collect taxes from the subservient kings. Pariksit subdued all the kings on the earth planet. Wherever he went, Pariksit was welcomed with speeches glorifying his forefathers, especially Lord Krishna. And with great pleasure, Pariksit would amply reward the reciters. Hearing how his Lord Krishna obliged his grandfathers by becoming their chariot driver, messenger, friend, spiritual master and servant, considering himself to be younger in years, Pariksit became overwhelmed with feelings of devotion for the feet of Krishna. Dharma, religion personified, met Bhumi, the goddess of the earth, in the form of a cow. Bhumi was crying and her bodily color was faded. She appeared like a mother who lost her child. The bull of Dharma inquired, "O good lady Bhumi, why are you grieving? Do you have some disease? Are you thinking of a distant relative? Are you lamenting for me because I lost my three legs? Or are you in anxiety because the meat eaters will exploit you now? Are you aggrieved that the demigods are no longer receiving sacrificial offerings? And dependent living beings like cows are suffering from drought and famine. Are you feeling compassion for the poor women and children that have been left alone by unscrupulous men? Are you unhappy to see how Saraswati is being mishandled by so-called brahmanas addicted to all kinds of sins? Are you sorry to see how the genuine brahmanas are forced to take shelter of kings that no longer respect the brahminical culture? Such administrative heads are controlled by Kali, and the state affairs are in disarray. Does this make you unhappy? Or because the general populace no longer follows the regulative principles of eating, sleeping, and mating, and perform these acts without restriction. O Mother Earth, Sri Krishna descended to relieve your burden and absence of his presence. Are you remembering his lila and feeling pangs of separation? Powerful time has taken away your good fortune, and now you're lamenting. Mother Bhumi, Mother Earth, Bhumi personified as a cow, replied to Dharma personified as a bull. O Dharma, you were also maintained on your four legs previously by the mercy of Krishna, and happiness spread throughout the universe. But Krishna has wound up his pastimes on earth, and Kali is everywhere. That is why I am very aggrieved. I had become the most fortunate planet in the universe because my surface was decorated with the marks of Krishna's lotus feet. But when I was feeling so fortunate to have Krishna's feet upon my body, Krishna suddenly left me. Krishna conquered the gravity of his wives like Satyabhama by his sweet smiles of love, pleasing glances and hearty appeals. When Krishna traversed over my surface, I became immersed in the dust of his feet, and the hairs of my body stood up in transcendental pleasure. Who can tolerate the pangs of separation from Krishna? As Prithvi, Bhumi, the earth, and Dharma were conversing, Maharaj Yudhisthira arrived at the banks of the Saraswati. He saw a Shudra disguised as a king beating a cow and bull with his club. The bull was as white as a lotus flower, but he was standing on one leg, and he was so terrified, trembling and passing urine. The cow was bereft of her calf. Being beaten upon the leg, she was weak in distress and tears in her eyes. She was hankering for some grass in the field. With a deep, thunderous voice, Pariksha Maharaj immediately challenged the offender, "Who are you? By your dress, you appear to be posing as a godly king, and yet you dare to oppose religious principles by trying to kill helpless creatures within my kingdom. You rogue, you're trying to beat an innocent cow in a secret place because Krishna and Arjuna are nowhere to be seen. Now for this offense I will kill you." "And Brisha, O bull, who are you? Are you simply a bull with one leg? Are you a demigod who is causing us grief by assuming this pitiable form?" "This is the first time in a kingdom protected by the Kurus that you have been so aggrieved with tears in your eyes. O son of Surabhi, now you can give up your fear, for as long as I am the ruler of the earth, this Shudra will not exploit you. When miscreants terrify the innocent creatures within his kingdom, a king's good name, duration of life, and chance for a good next birth are spoiled. The prime duty of a king is to relieve the sufferings of his subjects. Now I will kill this wretched man who has dared to attack you. Please accuse this person, Kali." Prakshit wanted to question the bull. "Who has cut off your three legs? Tell me who has done this heinous act that is ruining the good reputation of our dynasty. Whoever causes offenseless beings to suffer must be afraid of me. Even if he's a demigod, I will punish such a person." The bull of Dharma replied, Your words are befitting a descendant of the Pandavas. O best of humans, it is difficult for me to ascertain the miscreant who has caused our suffering, because I have become bewildered by the opinions of theoretical philosophers. Being a devotee, Dharma knew that without Krishna's sanction, no one could inflict suffering upon anyone. Although Dharma knew very well that Kali was the direct cause of his suffering, he considered Kali to be merely instrumental because all kinds of suffering are in actuality caused by the fructification of one's own past sinful acts. Being thus unwilling to directly accuse Kali, Dharma continued by saying, Parikshit, some philosophers declare oneself to be the cause of suffering, while others say that it is superhuman power that is responsible. One's acts are the cause, and it's all caused by nature, others say. King, you judge yourself and ascertain the real culprit. Dharma did not name Kali as the cause of his suffering, nor did he indicate the Lord, because he knows that the Lord is not directly or indirectly responsible for the happiness and distress of the conditioned souls. The Maya Shakti meets out punishment or reward in accordance with one's past karma. A fully surrendered devotee is free from Maya because Krishna personally takes charge of his devotees and gives them but a token, a very minute portion of the due punishment. Since Dharma had been put into doubt by Maya as well as Kali's influence, he neglected to point out that his sufferings were the mercy of the Lord. Actually, the suffering of the cow and bull had been arranged by the will of Lord Krishna, just to show Maharaj Parikshit's ability to give them protection as the ideal executive head. Satisfied with the bull's statements, Maharaj Parikshit said, O you in the form of a bull, you know the truth about religion. One who thinks that the perpetrator of an irreligious act is the cause of his suffering is just as ignorant as the miscreant. You must be the personality of religion. And as a devotee, you can tolerate all kinds of misery, considering it to be God-sent. This is why you have not blamed a Shudra for beating your legs. In Satya, your four legs were established by the four principles of austerity, cleanliness, mercy, and truthfulness. But in this Kali Yuga, due to rampant irreligion, your legs have been broken. Pride, lust for women, and intoxication. Now you're standing upon the last leg of truthfulness, and you're hobbling along. Kali is flourishing by deceit. He will also try to destroy your last remaining leg. It is not the duty of a God-conscious king like Parikshit to sit callously and allow mischief-mongers like Kali to deliberately perpetrate sinful activities. After addressing Dharma appearing in the form of a bull hobbling along on one leg, Parikshit took out his sharp sword to kill the Shudra disguised as a king who was beating the legs of that bull. when that personification of Kali saw that the king was about to kill him, he immediately threw off his imitation royal dress and surrendered at the feet of Parikshit. The righteous Parikshit refrained from killing Kali. Instead, he smiled compassionately, saying, "You have surrendered with folded hands. You need no longer fear your life. But I cannot allow you to remain in my kingdom. You are the friend of your religion. You do not deserve to reside in a place where God-conscious persons perform yajna according to religious principles for the satisfaction of Krishna." Trembling fearfully, Kali pleaded, "O King, you are standing before me like Yamaraj. You are the emperor of the entire world. Wherever I go, I will see you with a sword in hand, ready to punish me for my sinful activities. Even though I am your enemy, because I have surrendered unto you, you must give me a place to live peacefully under your protection." Maharaj Parikshit agreed to allow Kali to live in any place where gambling, intoxication, prostitution, and animal slaughter were being indulged in. However, at that time, such places did not exist in Maharaj Parikshit's kingdom. Kali felt cheated, so he begged for something more. Then Maharaj Parikshit replied, "All right, you can live wherever gold is being kept. For in such places where someone is storing gold, invariably there must be falsity, intoxication, lust, envy, and enmity." Thereafter, Maharaj Parikshit carefully re-established the lost legs of Dharma within his kingdom to encourage the activities meant to improve the condition of the earth. He collected all of the illicitly held gold that had been kept for furthering the activities of Kali and engaged it in the Sankirtan Yajna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama